everyone. Welcome to episode 4.
Yes, of the Beanie Boys podcast.
Yes.
With Brian and Jake. I'm Jake.
I'm obviously Brian.
We only have two of us here, so.
Yeah, just us, just the two of us for now.
Yeah.
We'll see. I think I had a dream that we did it with three people.
Really?
Yeah. You ever get those, like...
a threesome, I'm pretty sure.
Jake, are you trying to seduce me here?
Okay. Well, you know, just a normal Tuesday night.
Never got offered a threesome, ever. I don't think I would be able to do it.
Yeah,
I honestly would be so terrified because I would just embarrass and humiliate three people, including myself. They're going to be like, whoa, what is up with that?
Disappointing.
Very. But speaking of disappointment, how was your dinner tonight?
It was pretty good, actually.
I don't know. That was a segue, but...
I was not disappointed at all.
Yeah?
No, me and Brian went and got some little sushi. We've been notorious for being the sushi brothers back in San Francisco days. But we got some good sushi tonight.
Were we the sushi brothers?
Sushi brothers.
That was the first time.
Like the Mario brothers.
We're the sushi brother.
Sushi brothers.
Sushi brother. You
it's me, a sushi brother.
It's me. Give me...
Sushi.
A sushi. They just totally forgot about me completely. Like at every fucking restaurant.
ordered food and they just didn't bring him any food.
And then Jake orders food 10 minutes later and he gets it before my first one. I didn't get no seared salmon.
Luckily they have the boat going on, so you can just pick a peck of pickled peppers and pick your plate.
I hate you so much for saying that right now. I feel like with those ones, though, it's really sketchy because you can see the condensation on some of the plates. And you're
once
like,
they get the lid on top, you know it's been a while
How fresh do you think those are? Like, I got a few plates that were like, that was good.
I feel like maybe 10 to 15 minutes and it's scary.
That's a long time.
Because the fresh ones, we got a couple fresh ones and they were cold.
Yeah.
Like, they were fresh out of, a chilled environment.
Yeah, those ones are actually, lukewarm.
Or, hot because it was freshly cooked, the seared salmon.
Yeah.
Ooh, but some of them...
That shit was A1.
A1.
That's a thing now.
Yeah.
I guess
we had that pepper tuna with, a little tuna with a little pepper on the sides.
I think the cucumber was way better than that.
The lemon cucumber.
That sounded really weird because I was like, seared salmon, or no, peppered.
Peppered tuna and cucumber. You're like, wait, what about the rice? But it actually slaps.
It slaps.
It's
so
a spicy
hard.
Slapper because you get the
spicy
pepper.
Slapper. Yeah. No, you can't add on words to a slap. I'm sorry, it's just a slap.
A slap.
You can't be any more descriptive. That was a juicy slap.
What is a slap to when we were kids or when we were teenagers?
What was a slap? What do you mean? Oh, what
slap is
during that time?
Yeah.
Oh, the phrase?
Yeah.
That was sick.
Sick, yeah.
Sick was one of those.
Or banger? Or is that more 2010s?
No, I don't think so. No. Who said banger? What would you be example of a banger? Kyle just got a bunch of monsters, and that's a banger.
No, it'd be like if a new song came out, but it made people dance.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, okay.
That's a banger.
Oh, this is the banger.
You know?
But you say that jokingly of that's older now. When you say that, you're on the radio. People still listen to the radio these days.
So slap is the new version of the banger, and the banger is the version of sick. Or is this fire?
Fire or lit.
Lit was stupid. Yeah, I feel like lit was quick.
Lit was
gone.
But now I say it jokingly,
exactly.
But then I get so used to saying it. I'm like, oh, shit was lit.
You're look around.
Anyone? Anyone see that?
Okay, no. Cool.
Cool. No one heard me say that. Yeah, no one heard me say that.
I said YOLO today.
Oof, that was very outdated.
You only live once, yeah.
What did you say that for?
But it was it was more of not like a YOLO as in
YOLO.
The world, it was hey, I'm trying something new. YOLO.
You only YOLO once.
I never had caviar. Hey, YOLO, why not?
I love how that was such a thing, though. Yeah. YOLO was so good. I had a YOLO t-shirt I bought at the mall. It was a long sleeve crew neck. I never wore it.
Does it say
I
hashtag
bought
YOLO
it
or just
once.
YOLO?
It said YOLO in spelled out, you only live once.
Oh.
But then the, YOLO was in
Macy's?
Red. No. I got it in a little kiosk in the mall. That, it's the ghetto kiosk. And
you never go there.
No, it was already pre-made.
Yeah.
And I paid $40 for it. And I was so upset with myself. I wore it once. And I was like, I look good. And then I wore it. And I'm like, I'm an asshole. And I never wore it again.
Damn.
$40 wasted. I fucking hated it. Like, I hated myself for wearing it.
$40 is expensive nowadays, too. I feel like you can get a sweatshirt for, like, 40 or less.
Well, no, that's got to be, like, good quality. And you're like, well, now we're older, so now it's different. But when I bought that yellow sweatshirt, yeah. I was, like, 19. So, of course, I'm going to buy really stupid shit. Yeah, no, I'm not paying for rent. No, I'm not paying for rent.
Right, yeah, so it's like, fuck it.
I can just buy anything I want. Exactly. $40 sweatshirt, wear it once. Yeah. You bet your ass I will.
I used to buy longboards. I had 3 longboards at one time. I still have 3 longboards.
Like when you're living at home?
No, in college.
Did you have a job?
No, dude. I spent stupid money on...
How'd you get money?
Financial aid. It was the dumbest thing. Oh. I was like, oh,
cheating the system.
Save on books, buy longboards.
I feel like everyone that had financial aid, nobody actually used it. Like, everyone just, like, cheated the system, and they bought, like, all their books on Chegg, if that's still a thing.
Buy it super cheap.
They rent it or go on Amazon.
Yeah.
And then they have the rest of the money just to do whatever.
I bought a digital camera.
Yeah, my friend bought a car. Camera.
Well, I mean, I took photography, so that kind of, like, went in with it.
Yeah.
But... My longboard, I didn't take longboarding 101.
Yeah, no, my friend bought a car on his. And I was like, how are you getting this money? He's like, oh, financial aid. I'm like, fuck it, they just give you money. I'm like, are you serious?
But I still owe $19,000.
Well, that's probably why, yeah.
Those are my loans.
Oh, these are student loans, yeah. Longboard.
Longboard.
What's good,
was
bro.
Worth it, totally.
Surf's up, bro.
So it got stolen, and I just bought
another,
the same one, like, 4 months ago. Because I was dumb, and just was like, oh, you know what? Taxes, I'm going to buy a longboard. It's the same thing. Financial aid, longboard, taxes, longboard, cool.
Yeah, no matter what, just get a longboard.
Yeah.
Whatever, you know?
How many times have I ever rode it? 3 times.
Yeah. I think...
I rode it down the street to go get some beer at like 8 p.m. one time. Rode it around the block. Rode it back and forth on my street.
Do you remember the pricing for your stupid items? Because it's lodged into my head.
Yeah.
That YOLO thing, once you said that, I forgot... I had that sweatshirt until you said that. And I was like, oh, wait, $40. I remember this now. Because I was just like, I'll do it for a laugh. And then, like, nobody laughed. You wore it out once, like, Chili's.
Right.
No one laughed. And you pointed it out to you, like, hey, you see my shirt? Look at my shirt.
I had a shirt that said, don't cry, emo kid, it's okay. I had a picture of, like, a little emoji emo guy.
How old are you?
I was, like, 15. I got it from my dad. And I was like, ha. I don't want it.
I don't want
it.
He
took it.
Your dad has it? Your dad wore it? What a fucking dork.
It says, don't cry emo kid, yeah. Or no, it says cheer up emo kid.
I had, speaking of weird embarrassing t-shirts, in 6th grade, when Anchor Blue, or Miller's Outpost, name drop.
Miller's Outpost?
Yeah. Before it was Anchor Blue, it was Miller's Outpost when I was like 12. So this is like a really long time ago. And my brother used to shop there.
It's like preppy clothes?
It was stupid. It was a gangster clothes. It was like baggy-ass pants, baggy-ass shirt, and you get those two-tone shirts. So it was like a shirt within a shirt. How dare you interrupt? So anyways, that was a chime for a text message. I'm sorry. I apologize to you.
Time.
I apologize to you. I'm sorry. I
apologize to the listeners.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But anyways... So it was like, had the baggiest shirts, and they had like two-tone shirts, so it looked like a bigger t-shirt underneath. So I had two different ones. I had the white and baby blue, which, Jesus, they should make that a fucking color combination again.
Yeah.
Who wears white and baby blue that's not from North Carolina?
Right.
Come on and raise up, you know, the helicopter song.
Yeah.
Take your shirt off, spinning around like a helicopter.
Pablo Picasso. Or Pablo.
Pablo Picasso. Hey, Pablo.
Pidi Pablo.
Pidi Pablo, motherfucker. Yeah, Wu-Tang.
Pidi Pablo,
Wu-Tang.
Motherfucker.
That was a good song. But
yeah.
That color.
Pidi Pablo slaps.
That color combination. YOLO! That color combination.
The
color combination is white and baby blue. It's
simple.
So good.
Yeah.
Nobody wears it anymore. Ever.
Right?
I'm upset. We should bring it back.
We should bring it back.
Should we wear white and baby blue?
All right. Yeah.
Like,
comment on our fucking Twitter if you think that we should bring back the baby blue and the white two-tone t-shirts.
Oh, no. I'm bringing back all the color.
All the
white
colors?
White pants, baby blue shirt.
Ooh.
And like a North Carolina hat. We should just buy North Carolina hats.
Hell yeah.
Dude.
The dad ones?
The dad
the
ones.
The old school ones?
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
We might have to go to Lids or something tomorrow. That's fine.
Yeah. We could do that.
Yeah, Wu-Tang. so anyways, side note, went to sushi tonight, romantic dinner. The lady next to us was very interesting.
Oh, yeah, she sat down and she asked me, well, I moved my beer over because it was in her way, and she goes, oh, I want to drink that. I was like, oh, you want it to what?
What? You want to, I don't even know you.
Drink my beer?
I think it was, like, one of those where she just, like, really wanted to, like, talk to someone.
Yeah.
And she was with, like, her husband or some man, and they sat right next to us, which was really weird.
Out of the entire restaurant.
Yeah. And then every time.
I think they were trying to hit on us both.
Dude, let's do it. I got that guy, Mike. Hey.
Mike?
Hey, Mikey. I got that. He's mine.
I have Jennifer.
Yeah. She looks like a Jennifer.
Yeah.
With, like.
And then on the way out, she kept looking over at us when we were talking, trying to sneak a peek at Brian. And then on the way out, they said, have a good night. And
yeah.
She touched me on my shoulder.
Oh, did she?
She touched me on my shoulder.
Oh, God. Shoulder touch.
Yeah.
We don't do shoulder
touches.
I was
like, whoa. Who are you?
Who are you? Why are you touching me?
Yeah.
What's your reaction to, like, a stranger touching you? Like, are you always, like, weirded out by it? Are you always,
jumpy?
Like, whoa. Like, when someone touches you that you've never hung out with before, and they physically touch you, and you're like, yo, you can't do that.
Yeah, it's like, a weird, like, yeah, it's a strange feeling.
I mean, I feel like in order to get to know someone, to physically touch them, I have to hang out with them at least
like,
once.
Like, imagine you were meeting someone the first time and they just went, I'm grabbing his arm right now.
Yeah.
Like,
I would be just so blown away.
You'd be like,
I'd back off.
You'd be processing, like, what's going on?
Do I tell him to remove the hand?
Yeah.
Or do I tell him to add more hands? Like, which one?
Double
hands! Put both of them on me. Yeah, but she was very strange. She kept on looking at us the whole time, and it really made me upset.
I think we just had a good conversation.
I don't even remember what we were talking about.
Not me neither.
We were probably talking about sushi.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no, you know what? This is a perfect segue. Because we were talking about our sushi spot we used to hit up.
That's right.
And then, like, she kept on looking over because we were like, oh, yeah, like, we would just
she wanted to join the times.
Yeah, sake bomb, you know. YOLO.
YOLO.
Dude, that shit was A1.
It was A1.
Dude, A1. Hashtag sponsor us. What's up, A1?
A1 steak sauce.
Even though they're fucking
it's in
gross.
The meat,
yeah.
Right?
I feel like every time I use A1, though, it's gross.
It's like too salty a little bit.
I feel like I put way too much on
it. Like,
though.
You just want the steak, right? Why are you adding, like, it's like adding barbecue sauce
Ooh.
To, like, a, your steak.
I don't know. I'm a barbecue sauce girl.
On steak?
Maybe.
On chicken wings
I feel like,
or, like, with
okay.
whole pork.
Steak is
like
a maybe.
If you were in a filet mignon, you would not touch that with any kind of sauce.
Filet mignon.
You want the meats.
Oh, filet mignon.
Filet mignon.
Mignon.
Have you ever had one before?
No, I haven't, actually.
It's pretty
Dude,
great.
Should I say YOLO and
Chicago.
Just get a fucking... Filet mignon?
You
How much
YOLO.
Was it? How much was
it?
It
was like probably 45, 50 bucks.
Damn.
But it was delicious. And it was like small, too.
Was it worth it, though?
So
like,
worth it.
Just
oh, yeah.
to say I had filet mignon.
Also,
like,
it was,
it's a status thing.
It was
right?
at Michael Jordan's.
We don't say Michael Jackson after that.
It was at Michael Jordan's steakhouse.
Michael Jordan has a steakhouse?
In Chicago.
Seriously?
Yeah.
What was it called? Michael Jordan's steakhouse?
It was called 23.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was good. I had a crazy good old fashioned there.
Yeah, I feel like you should.
Like
you
it
should
was
have
delicious.
A good. I feel like if you went to Michael Jordan's steakhouse, you can't get a PBR.
Right.
Like
exactly.
You have to get a cocktail.
Even a beer is like just like a regular like IPA.
That's
you
fancy.
Gotta get like a bottle of red wine or a fancy whiskey drink. Those are your options. Or maybe
who
a martini.
Who are you with?
My dad.
My daddy.
Yeah.
Oh, Timmy
dad,
boy.
Timmy boy was there.
That's, like, really romantic.
Yeah.
I had a steak dinner for my brother's birthday, and my brother loves going to Ruth Chris Steakhouse.
Ooh, Ruth Chris.
Holy shit,
that place
dude.
Is good.
That place was crazy. I felt like a caveman there.
Yeah, right?
I literally was there wearing whatever I wear, like a hat. This is in Denver. I was wearing a fucking, like, a baseball hat, North Carolina. Come on and raise up. This one's for you. And, yeah, I just said YOLO. You know,
right.
Fuck it. Give me A1
sauce.
Give me the
baby.
A1 sauce. Shit slap.
Yeah.
So, my brother is a fancy girl,
mm-hmm.
and he always wants to go to Ruth Chris, right?
Ruth Chris, baby.
Ruth Chris. I don't even like
it. I went there for a senior prom.
Damn, how much was that? Do you remember?
My mom paid for it, I don't know.
You just had like a credit card, like the mama?
Yeah.
Mama Bear gave you a little credit card?
I have no idea.
Oh, God. Speaking of proms, we can talk about... Oh,
well, I got some prom stories for sure.
Donkey. Yeah,
Yeah.
Ugh. Well, we'll save that.
We'll save that.
We'll save that for a little bit. Yeah, we'll save that. You know, write it down in the journal, you know. So, We used to go to this place, and...
Kiki's.
We would go there all the time.
Yeah.
And after it was work. Great. We went there way too much. I feel like...
Day off? Go.
We were there.
Switch your spot. Go.
Hey, after work? You want to pregame somewhere?
Hey,
let's get lunch a Kiki's. Break? We were there so much. I remember going there on a 30. I felt so gross.
Yeah.
On a 30.
You gotta eat so fast to make it out in a 30-minute time window.
You eat those rolls super quick.
They're fast to come out, so that's a good thing about it.
But, like, once you eat those rolls, they were, like, now thinking about it, like, they really hurt my stomach eating them super fast like that.
Right.
Like, I always had a stomachache after. Right. And I was just like, but it's good, it's cheap, all right.
It's like, it's not great sushi, but it's not, like...
It hits the spot.
It's not, like, gas station or, like... Even, like, store-bought sushi.
Like, Trader Joe's kind of sushi.
Like,
even
if it's, like, a fancy store-bought... Yeah. But it's decent.
You know what? It's like if, like, Whole Foods had seating. That's basically what it is.
No.
No? You don't think so?
It's like if Albertsons has seating for sushi.
Okay, yeah. I went way too high with the name of Whole Foods.
Whole Foods.
But, yeah. I don't know. But it was a good time. Yeah. I think we would always
embarrass ourselves. Maybe some friends there, which is good.
Who was that one
neighborhood name? Discount? I don't know.
There was a guy that worked there.
Yeah, he was so cool. He was just like always, he would come in and he would just always like smile on his face. And
he would smile at his face?
Smile on his face.
Oh, it was like, he would smile at his face. He would look in a mirror like, hey daddy. But it was great because I remember we would just go there and when he was working, it was terrible because you were meant to get drunk.
Right.
Like, he gave us the big sake and the big beers.
And the big beers. One beer
we didn't
each
ask.
And a big sake.
We didn't ask. And then he would, like, give us soju afterwards, because I remember just mixing so much.
And then the worst part about it was in the last 10 minutes of your break, he brought out another beer. He was like, oh my gosh!
That's why I didn't go. When he was working on my lunches, I wouldn't go, because I was like, dude, I remember you telling me that. And you came into work, and you were
I'm good.
Yeah. Like, I'm feeling it. I feel like that one was definitely a big mistake to go there on our lunches. Like,
right.
I think we learned the hard way of, like, oh, let's not.
It was
just
so cheap, though. Like, it was really cheap.
Yeah. It was, like, $8.
Like, yeah, like, neighborhood discount, and, like, you know, help you out a bit. And you get a free beer. It's, like, cool.
30 minutes, though?
30 minutes.
I can't do... How long are your lunches now? An hour?
No, that's still 30-ish.
You still have 30 minute lunches? Ew,
yeah.
What do you do? Oh, you can go out there,
but I can
right?
also eat at my desk and just kind of relax my 30 or, like, whatever.
I feel like 30 minutes, I feel like 45 minutes is, like, the crush time.
See, I had an hour one time, and I didn't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
It was too much.
No, because I eat something, especially if you bring food to work and you eat it at work, you have 50 minutes to do nothing.
Yeah.
And you're like, I guess I'll just go on Instagram and stare at the same pictures
over
and over
again. You get
tired
before you even go
back
to work.
And you're like, I'm sleepy.
Yeah.
30 minutes, the only thing you could eat in 30 minutes comfortably would be a Subway sandwich.
Right.
Because it's right there. It's always right next to your work.
Yeah, no matter what.
And, like, you just eat it super quick. Would you get a 12-inch or would you get a 6-inch?
12-inch.
You get a 12-inch?
The oven-roasted chicken breast.
Oh. Oh, yeah, you got double.
And I would go double meat to
before
so chicken breasts.
Gross. That's so much.
I was a meaty boy back then.
That's a big boy.
So I got to become 6'8".
Damn, must be nice. I'm a whopping 5'3". Ladies love it.
Should have ate more chicken breast.
Should have doubled up my meat, dude.
Double up your meat, baby.
When I was during puberty, I remember, like, I was, like, 13, and, like, my doctor was like, yeah, you know, you could still grow.
Yeah.
You have till you're 25. And I was like, okay. I was like, all right, I got this. I could do it. Shit's A1.
Right.
And I was eating like a madman. Do you remember, like, being 13 and eating?
Yeah.
I would get, like, at Taco Bell, bringing up Taco Bell again.
Taco Bell, baby.
I would eat, like, 5 burritos. Like,
yeah.
Just no stress. Nom, 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 nom. And
you have, like, one that's, like, a big one, too, like, the grilled stuff burrito.
Yeah.
Or, like, one of those, like, power ones, you know what
I feel
mean?
Like that was our equivalent to being, like, pregnant and having cravings.
Yeah.
Because when I was, like, 13, it was, like, cookies. And, like,
cookies.
Jack in a Box. And I was just, like, this eating, just destroying everything in my path. And then I thought I would grow. And then I turned 25, and I remembered I haven't grown at all since I was 13.
Time's cut off.
Time is done. My ovaries are expired. Like, literally, it was like, I was so bummed on my 25th birthday because I was like, oh, well, so now I'm not going to grow.
You didn't grow that last 6 months.
Yeah, like, the night before, when I was 24, I was like, like, stretching me. Like, I was just, like, literally just, like, have, like, ties and ropes and someone pulls me in a hallway.
Well, that sounds great.
Yeah. Down? You kinky?
Time me up, baby!
Hey, baby! The cat is playing and he's in the bag. He's in the bag right now. So,
yeah.
About 20 minutes in.
All right, we're gonna take a little break.
Oh, you don't want to do the Jackrabbit story?
We're gonna save that for the end, yeah.
Oh, we're gonna save that for the end.
We will be right back.
All
right.
And we're back.
And we're back.
So, let's see. How do you want to talk about some?
Oh, yeah.
Talk about edibles?
Talk about first time I took an edible.
So, how we're gonna start the story is Jake's gonna tell his part of the story. And I'm a crucial part of the other part of the story, so I'm going to tell that story. So, Jake, would you like to begin?
Yeah, so, the way I found it, I was never a devil's lettuce smoker, and I always just stayed away. But one time, one of our customers at the Bucks gave me an edible, and it was a cookie.
Can we talk about how weird this guy was?
This guy was strange. I mean, his job was cool, because he would just walk around the parks of SF, selling cookies and beers.
You know, he went, like, he hit up every park.
Every park.
Like,
he would just walk around town.
Golden Gate Park. Mm-hmm. Like, I saw that guy multiple times playing Frolf.
Right.
Like, disc golf.
Yeah.
And I was like, what are you doing here?
It's called Frolf.
Yeah, Frolf.
Okay, that's Frolf. Cool.
Yeah,
like A1.
It. A1, baby.
A1, baby.
Put some steak sauce on me. So, anyways.
Yeah, so he was a cool guy, though. But he always came in and got his whole milk latte.
He got a whole milk mocha.
Was it mocha?
You get a mocha, okay. And you get a chocolate croissant.
Yeah.
He was the cookie monster.
This was like at like 9 o'clock at night. It was like the end of the night.
He would get a chocolate croissant or a chocolate cookie.
Winding down.
And he had the grossest fingernails.
Yeah.
Like, he had these like really gigantic hands that like, it was one of those where like, when I first met him, I didn't know what his deal was. And I was like, I think he's homeless, because he was just like, his fingernails were so nasty.
Yeah.
And I remember pointing them out to a coworker saying like, hey, next time you see him, take a look at his fingernails. And she's like, what? Really? Why? And she did. And then she, like, texted me the next day. And she's like, okay, I looked at his fingernails. Shit, it was gross.
Yeah.
Like, it was just disgusting.
Some bad things.
Because it was, like, one of those where you just notice because he's, like, he puts his gigantic hands in front of you.
Yeah, gives you the
and
money.
He's, like, gives you the money. And you're like, do I have to take it? Yeah. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, but so he gave me a cookie. And I took it home.
The whole
like,
cookie.
I was like, cool. Like,
was it a big one? Like a big size cookie?
It was like a decent size. It wasn't like a Chips Ahoy size. It was like a...
Like a...
Good. Grocery store, basic...
Subway
no,
cookie?
No, bigger than that.
Bigger than Subway
It was
cookie.
Like a grocery store, like in the plastic clamshell, where it's just like...
Ooh.
Sugar cookies or whatever. It's like that size.
Okay.
So it's a good size.
Okay.
But I put it in my fridge, and I forgot about it. Let it sit in there for maybe 3 months. And then,
3 months?
A while, yeah.
Ew.
It was a while.
Like, no one's like, hey, this cookie's gotta go?
Yeah, so I wasn't in the mood for
it. Who were you living with at the time?
My ex and Justin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So no one really cared. They're like, yeah, it's gotta be someone. It's like,
right.
Probably, like, Justin thought it was yours, and then you, like, Carissa probably thought it was Justin's.
Or, yeah.
Yeah, and was like, all right, no one's gonna move this? Cool.
Right. Yeah, but so eventually, me and Justin were gonna go to Amoeba. Oh, you know what? Justin was living there? Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
So, we were like, oh, you know, nice Friday or a Thursday or something, day off.
I was going to meet up with you guys right after work.
Yeah, so then we were like, okay, let's go to Amoeba, go check out some records and, like, hang out, and we'll meet up with Brian after. Because Brian doesn't really know Justin at this point, so...
Oh, yeah, like, this is our first time,
like, I was like, perfect,
out.
Like, they've heard of each other, they maybe met one time at a bar, but it'll be fun. We go get beers and we'll hang out. So, on the way out... I grabbed the cookie and took a bite. Took a bite, maybe about 2/3 of it. Took one more bite.
Didn't you
like,
eat the whole thing?
No, I left a quarter of it. So I ate 3/4 of the cookie. I didn't read the directions.
So this is your first time eating an edible.
And I maybe smoked one time before.
I think
this
is probably the first time you were ever super high.
It was the first time I've ever high in general.
Yeah. Oh, that's a terrible experience.
And we took the bus all the way down to the Hate to go to the record store. Me and Justin, you know, we'd like records. We could spend all day just like pointing out records and like, oh, this one's cool, this one's cool. We're looking through, flipping through some classic rock, some hip hop, some reggae, all the good finds.
Why'd you, reggae? Like, that, reggae? Like you looked at me and I was like, what does that mean? Like, oh, because you're smoking, you're smoking dope?
Because I'm gay, because I'm taking edibles, because the reggae.
I understand music, bro. You know, don't fuck with me.
So we were just, you know, picking out some records and like, I found some good ones and whatever. And all of a sudden, the lanes of the record bins start to get smaller. And I start to go to get in the starry eyes.
I'm sorry to interrupt. For those who don't know what amoeba is very, very terrifying when you're not all there. When you're not sober, that place is insane.
Yeah.
Because I've been in there multiple times.
It's massive.
It's like a warehouse full of CDs. Like, you know, like the DVD section was always a hit. Always a banger.
Memorabilia. Like everything. Posters. You want.
Like, you could literally be in there for hours. Like, literally just looking at the DVDs, I could be there for 45 minutes and just be like, all right, I want this one. Oh, they got this movie. Because every movie was like a dollar.
Because Brian's a DVD guy.
I'm a DVD guy. I'm a DVD girl.
DVD girl.
DVD girl. Yeah,
he likes the DVDs, which I'm starting to become more DVD-ish.
I feel like
I'm a DVD diva.
I think it's... I feel like being a DVD diva is straight up A1.
Yeah,
like
it's
A1. A1 right there.
Because you got all the classics at your fingertips. You don't have to go searching on Netflix or Hulu or Amazon or whatever you have.
That's what pisses me off about Netflix. So I have my own Netflix account. I've never felt so adult. Mm-hmm. It's just me. I pay $8.99 per month. What's good? And then, like, literally, because it was like, I got kicked off my mom's. Yeah. Like, she literally stopped it. She stopped telling me. And then, like, I went on my Apple TV, and I clicked on Netflix, and I was like, I'm just going to, like, you know, do whatever I do. Yeah. Like, so I feel less lonely in my room when I'm on my phone. So I have Netflix in the background. I don't care. Garfield the movie, I've watched that, like, 20 times. I just put it on. I don't pay attention.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, what the fuck am I watching? Oh, whatever. I'm less lonely now. So then she just straight up canceled it. And then it was like, incorrect password. And then I was like getting upset. And I was like, I know the password.
Right.
I entered it a billion times.
It's your dog's name and your street address.
Yeah, like I know the password. There's no way it could be any different.
Right.
But then again, my mom has thrown some curveballs. And I don't know if your parents have done this before. I don't know why she did this. But she changed the password on Netflix because she got bored of it. Changed the password? Like, yeah, she literally... That's why I was getting frustrated. Because I was like, if my mom changed the password again, I'm going to be fucking upset. Because she changed the password because she got bored of the other password. The only time I change passwords, if they make me change the password. And I'm upset. Because now it's just like... one letter off or like one number
off. Yeah, like one, yeah.
So now I'm like, God damn, because I only have the same two passwords. Like I had the same password for like 10 years of my life.
Right.
Everything was just...
The only time you change is when they ask you to. Like,
yeah.
Okay, I guess so.
I'm on like a whole different cycle of life of changing passwords. So now I have one password that's everything.
Right.
And then like 10 years ago, I had the same thing.
We're very safe about our internet security.
Yeah, exactly. So every one of my passwords was exactly the same. And then I was like, wait a minute. What if someone logs into my bank info and knows my fucking password? You know, like they would just know everything.
Right.
But like...
Get your Netflix.
Yeah, like they're going to get everything. So then she switched the password. So I was, like, super upset with that. I was frustrated with her. I was like, what do you mean? She's like, yeah, change it. I'm like, why? She's like, I got bored. And I was like, wait, what? Like, why would you change? That's my Netflix. So now I know the password.
Right.
Because I have my own.
Right, because it's only yours.
Because, yeah, now I'm an adult.
Yeah.
What's good? So anyways, back to your
story. To amoeba. So yeah, we're hanging out there, and I start getting, like, these, like, starry eyes, which, since I don't know if it's because I'm tall or whatever, but... I've always gotten lightheaded as a kid. Nosebleeds and lightheaded. So, that was my thing. So, this just kind of kicked it into overdrive. And all of a sudden, I started to get like, starry-eyed. And I go find Justin. Like, hey, man, we got to get out of here.
Where was Justin?
He was in the classic rock section. And I was in the bluegrass section. So, I, like, crossed the whole store.
Okay.
And also, they were playing some, like, fucking Grateful Dead. And I was just like...
I am so like, stoned.
I love the Grateful Dead. And I get why people love this music, because it just makes you feel, like, loopy. It's just like, wow. Like, I'm just jamming right now.
Far out, man.
Yeah. Fucking Jerry Garcia.
Fuck. Fuck yeah, R.I.P. I did.
And so, we sit down, and Justin asked the guy for some water, which I'm sure they're always, like, they get that all the time. People just getting stoned and going in there and, like, looking at records.
Also, all the time. You were in the hate. Mm-hmm. Like, of course, there's so many crazies.
Yeah.
Hate was like a fucking circus, dude.
Yeah.
Every time going down
there. Not in the store, though, so it was fine.
Because, I mean, they had, like, they didn't have security, but they kind of did.
They kind of did.
Like, the people working there were so scary.
Yeah.
Like, some of them were terrifying.
So nice people. Remember that tattoo guy who worked there? That guy was super chill.
What was that guy's
Brian?
Name? Oh!
Yeah, that guy was super chill.
Yeah, like the shaved head dude?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he worked there. I didn't know he worked there.
Yeah.
It's like one of those.
Always nice. So, like, what's up, guys? How's it going? It's like, oh, cool, man.
It's like one of those where, like, you know someone that works there, but then also, like, everything is so cheap that you're, like, a dollar. Like, you're not going to be like, hey, like, let me get this Street Fighter DVD for free. Yeah. You know, like, it's like, everything's like, ah, whatever. Unless you bought, like, records.
Right.
Like, brand new records were super expensive.
Yeah,
like
$30.
But I literally only bought DVDs that were, like, ridiculous. Like, they were so stupid. And they're, like, a dollar. And I'm like, I'll watch it once.
Because you don't play video games.
No.
And CD players, nobody has those anymore, so.
Yeah. No, I'm rocking the CD player, bro.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
nice.
It's 2007, dude. I shop at Anchor Blue. Yeah. I listen to CDs. Anti-skip. Remember Anti-Skip?
Yeah, dude.
Dude, that was
a breakthrough.
So you can put it in your
backpack when you walk to school.
That was a breakthrough in life.
The little rubber hole, put your headphones through it to split around, come over your ears.
Ooh. Dude. I had the headphones that, like, connected to the back, and then so I wore them every day, and I put them on my neck when they were
done. Oh, that's sick.
And I thought it was so cool. I wore it every day.
Yeah.
I saw somebody with those headphones recently. Like, this Sony still makes them.
Yeah.
And
those
are the, like,
small ones, right? Like,
no,
small
they're
ones.
Like right on the ear, and like they had like a little visor backstrap kind of thing.
I remember like the little soft ones, like with the like the computer ones. Remember those? The
computer.
They were like
ones.
Over the ear, but they were like just as big as your ear, and they had like a soft inside.
Oh yeah, okay, I remember those. I don't
like,
think I
like. It was
those.
Like Walkman.
Ooh,
style, you know
oh, the
I mean?
Foam, the
foam.
There you go.
The foam baby.
Those ones would hurt. Because they had, like, the wire, like, the thin-ass wire, and your hair would always get stuck in it every once in a while. And you're like, ah! Like, you, like, lift it up, and like, oh! When I listened to, like, my Aerosmith cassette, it was tight.
Yeah, yeah, I had a good Creed album.
You had a, like, really?
Yeah, dude.
You actually bought it?
I got it from my uncle.
Creed. If Creed had
With
a
arms
show...
With arms wide open, man.
With arms wide open! If Creed had a show, I would go.
I would fucking go.
I would go. It would probably be like $100.
We might go see Nelly in two.
I don't think
month.
So. It's $52 to see him. If he brings the Band-Aid back, I
dude,
would go.
I would wear a Band-Aid. I'd probably wear a Band-Aid.
Oh, dude, let's wear a white and a blue.
Oh.
The fucking Nelly.
Here we go.
Dress
Pretty
up.
Pablo and Nelly.
I mean, we live in Portland. We're going to be fine.
He's from... Where's he from?
Petey Pablo?
No.
Or Nelly?
Nelly.
Oh, fuck.
Atlanta.
I don't know.
No.
He's from... I don't know where the fuck he's from.
Are you from St. Louis?
At the, like,
someone's from St. Louis.
I had to Google that shit.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Somewhere like in the,
so,
in the Dirty South, right?
Yeah.
That's where...
You know, 3-6 Mafia.
Yeah, exactly.
I listen to 3-6 Mafia still. I love it.
Dude.
I love it. It gets
Lolly,
me
Lolly.
Hyped.
No, that, yeah. Lolly Lolly Pop That Body?
Dude, that's still a banger. That's some A1 sauce right there.
It is.
So, back to your amoeba story.
Yeah, so, they gave us some water, and me and Justin headed out. And we walked across the street to the classic Whole Foods, right in the corner of Haight.
Oh, the blue bathroom?
The blue bathroom, baby.
Did you go in the bathroom?
Nope. I could not go in the store. I sat outside on the curb because Justin could go in there and I could not go in there. He got me a Powerade. Or no, it was like a organic... This is before my, like, environmental phase.
Okay.
Or my environmental, what I am now. But, yeah, he got me, like an organic, like, Powerade, essentially.
And it was, like, Whole Foods.
I asked him to give me, like a Cliff Bar and, like, a Gatorade.
Yeah.
He got me, like, this organic Powerade and some kind of, like, macro protein bar. I was like, what?
That.
Like, a Builder Pro, like, 64 bar. And I was like, whoa, okay, cool.
Okay, I'll eat it.
I'll try it. Because I think it's, like, stuff in me. And then I started to, like, get a, my arm started hurting. I was like, oh, God, I'm having a heart attack. What's going on? So, Justin's like, cool. I was like, you gotta call an ambulance. He's
at
like,
what point?
That happens all the time. You're fine.
At what point did you tell Justin you were high? Like, how?
At that point.
So.
Oh, no.
At Amoeba?
At Amoeba, yeah. When I started to need water, I started blacking out. I was like, oh, dude, I forgot to tell you. I took an edible back.
Surprise! Yeah.
Enjoy!
One of my friends, one of my friends had an edible at his house. He was living with roommates, and there was a cookie in the refrigerator. Mm-hmm. And he didn't know. It wasn't labeled. He thought it was just a random cookie. He ate it, the whole thing, and then like an hour later, he didn't know it was a weed cookie, so he's tripping out. And then he starts his heart starts racing, and he starts freaking out. He calls one of our friends, and he's like, hey, I'm having a heart attack. You need to take me to the emergency room. She takes him to the emergency room. He goes to see the doctor, and they're like, you're fine. You just had some marijuana right now. And he's like, are you serious? And then so when he found out, the doctor was like talking to him, and they're like, yeah, you're fine. You're fine. I don't know what you're talking about. You didn't have a heart attack. He texted his fucking roommate, and he was like, yo, I just went to the hospital. I don't know. I'm freaking out. Like, I'm just like, I don't know what's going on. And he's like, did you eat something in the fridge? And he's like, I ate that cookie. And he's like, dude, that was a weed cookie. He's like, are you serious? And then so, like, that's when he found out. He was just super stoned.
Same as me, yeah.
Like, that's a crazy feeling.
When you don't know, that's why it's so scary.
Yeah, because you're just like, I don't know what's going on. I'm freaking out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, we eventually wander our way into Golden Gate Park, which is the most beautiful park I've ever been into. It's the best. Like, there's no doubt about it. Central Park is really, really cool. Golden Gate Park is, like, a whole different world. Like, you're in your own, like, state.
I feel like I would say Golden Gate Park is definitely the West Coast Central Park.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. It's unlike anything else.
It's like 50 blocks of just wilderness.
Like it's like different parks just you like get mixed lost. In together. And then
I'd walk around there on my day off. Like literally have nothing planned. Like, and I'm like, I'm going to walk around in the forest.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, cool. Museums, I know where I am.
Windmills, frothing courses, like whatever you want.
TD, you know?
TD.
You'll just find them there. He'll just serve you this stuff. You give him chocolate, and he gives you chocolate.
Yeah, exactly. And so we went to this area called Hippie Hill. It's a classic smoking spot, which is the only time I've actually ever been there, which is kind of funny.
That place is terrible.
But on 420, April 20th, it is insane there.
I've never been. I
haven't either, but I've watched
I've seen the pictures.
At 420 p.m., I've seen clouds come up because everyone's just blowing trees,
brother.
So yeah, we sat there, and I was like thinking about my life. Things were going on.
You're
in
just
my head.
Contemplating everything.
Yeah, man. Like I was like, what's going on? And eventually, it started to be okay. And Justin was like, oh, he's a good friend. He was just there for me, and like, hey, man, you're okay. Like I got you. I'm here for you. And then, so Brian is the savior at this point, and Justin calls him to say, hey, Jake's freaking out. He took an edible.
He called me on your phone.
Yeah, on my phone.
And then I was like, because we were supposed to meet up, and you guys weren't hitting me up. And I was like, I went home, and I was like, all right.
Because you didn't have Justin's number, so there's no way you could have been like,
hey. And I was like, where the fuck are you guys?
Yeah. Well, I
so
couldn't function.
I went home.
I couldn't function to open my phone and text Brian back.
Yeah.
So this is where the last thing I'll say is, Brian came to the rescue, and I walked to his car, looking at a playground, seeing myself playing as a child.
Wait,
I had some
what?
Flashback stuff, and it was really strange.
Like, when you looked?
It was me. Like, as a kid playing in the playground.
Like, when you looked in the thing?
In the playground, yeah.
That's
I saw myself. It was like, I was like a revelation of my life. I was like, whoa. Anyways, you can continue from here on out, Ryan.
So, what happened was I get a call from Justin, mm-hmm. and he's like, yo, you need to come pick us up. Jake's, like, really, really high right now.
Yeah.
And I was just like, okay, I suppose I'll pick you up. Like, you know, like, oh, I got you. Like, I've been in situations where I'm like, dude, I need your help.
Right.
Like, I'm freaking out. Like, you gotta pick me up. I can't. I'll explain later.
Mm-hmm.
And so I go and I pick you guys up and I meet you at McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
McDonald's had the hugest parking lot ever. And there was nobody ever in there, so, like, you can always guarantee a parking spot in Haight, because it was super busy all the time in Haight.
Oh, yeah, you drive around for, like, 5-10 minutes trying to
find a spot. It's frustrating. Like, it literally is, like, I'm taking a lift. Yeah, like, fuck this, I'm not even going to go anymore.
You can take a bus there pretty easily.
Yeah. So, I pick up Jake and Justin, and so I'm waiting. And they're like, oh, we're at the park, we'll walk over right now. So, like, 5 minutes goes by, I'm kind of just diddling on my phone, kind of just wasting time. And the next thing I see is I see Jake staring at me in the window, and he had, like, this biggest smile on his face, but he had no idea what was going on. Like, he looked... When you looked into the car, you literally were, like, you were looking into my soul. But, like, you didn't know what was going on. And I'm like, yo, you cool? You good? So then we get in. I go to Jake. And that was when your girlfriend was working at the time, and she was at work, so we were like, we can't drop you off at home, because you're gonna be, like, freaking out, and then Justin didn't really know what to do, and he was kind of like, I don't know, like, this is, like, let's just do something.
Because so, Justin also, Justin and I are relatively new friends. Like, in high school, we knew each other, and...
You guys are new friends?
We had a mutual friend, Brandon, but we became friends when I lived in San Francisco. Like, he came to visit me... And go to Giants games, and then all of a sudden I was like, we're buddies, like, we're the Loco boys, you know? And then he moved in
after a year. Seriously?
Yeah, so, like, we became friends probably in 2013, 2014. Really?
Oh, honestly. Shit. I didn't know. It's kind
of crazy. He's, like, one of my best buddies now.
Weird.
Yeah.
Juicy J.
Juicy J.
So, anyways, so I pick you guys up, and stuff's going fine. You're sitting in the front, you're wearing your Pharrell hat. I remember this. You're wearing your Pharrell hat, your gigantic hat, and you're sitting in the front, and me and Justin were just, we kept on staring at each other in the mirror. Like, I would just look in the rearview mirror, and you were just like, I gotta go to sleep now. I gotta close my eyes. I can't do this. And so you were just closing your eyes.
Yeah.
And the drive from Haight to my house was only like 5, like 7 minutes.
Right.
Like,
it was super a straight shot.
Like, it's so close. And so... While I was driving, I was, like, switching lanes. I was completely sober at, like, 2 p.m. Mm-hmm. And you were freaking out. You were like, whoa, watch out for the car. Whoa, stop doing that. Stop. What are you doing? Like, you had no idea where you were.
Right.
Like, you were closing your eyes, but you weren't even looking at my driving. And then me and Justin weren't speaking because you told us not to. You were like, yo, I literally just need silence right now. No one can talk. Like, just no one talk. And me and Justin, just stared at each other in the mirror, and we were like, "You believe this shit?" And then so then what happened was we get you home, and we had like a spare bed, and you were literally just passed out, and it was just me and Justin hanging out for like maybe a good hour and a half, and we were like, "Okay, we don't really know each other, like I think I had like Grand Theft Auto at the time or something."
Yeah.
Or maybe I just put something on Netflix.
And you put on Family Guy.
Yeah, we were just, like, babying you. Yeah. And you ended up throwing up.
Yeah.
And when you threw up, it was the gnarliest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Don't do it too loud.
It was, like, one of those...
We gotta make sure that these listeners aren't blown away.
It was, like, one of those where I was like... Aah! Like, it was, like, literally so bad. I can't even... It hurts my throat doing it, like, that loud.
Yeah.
And... I just remember, I was like, I think Jake's dying. I think you're dead. And so then you came back after dying, and you laid down, and then I think Justin was like, all right, I think I'm going
to
go home now.
Yeah, now's my time to get out of here. I've had enough. My shift is over.
I'm just going to let Brian take care of this. And then so Aaron showed up afterwards. Like, Aaron, like, just got off work or, like, something, and then, like, we're like, oh, hey, like, come over. And then, like, we were supposed to order Signore's that night.
Oh, pizza.
We're a pizza boy. And so we were supposed to get pizza that night, and so Aaron came over after work. You were still passed out.
Yeah.
And then you were, like, out of nowhere, was like, hey, we're ordering pizza. And you're like,
right as you guys started ordering pizza.
And you woke up out of nowhere like a zombie. Woke up, and you're like, can I get garlic bread? And we're like...
And cheese pizza.
And we're like, I guess so. So me and Aaron had to, like, switch up our whole order so you can get some cheese pizza. And then so...
Which, I don't like cheese pizza. That's, like, my last item I would go to.
You don't like cheese pizza?
Nah.
What's wrong with cheese pizza?
It's fine, but I would rather have something with, like, veggies on it, or meat on it, or anything else on it.
I feel like you can never go wrong. I feel like
you can't. It's
cheese,
true.
Cheese pizza is one of those where it's like
I'll go pesto if they have a pesto cheese. That's my cheese pizza.
Okay. Okay. I feel like if I get two slices and I'm in the cheesy mood, I will get
You're a cheesy boy?
I'm a cheesy boy, yeah. I'll get one cheese and then like one like sausage. You know, I'll spice it up a little bit. Yeah. Some A1 sauce on there. Saucy boy. Hey, double chicken patties, please.
Double chicken patties on my pizza.
Double the meat, please.
Yeah.
So
load them up.
So then we ended up getting Jake food, and then he wakes up because his girlfriend's got off work. She's going to pick him up now. Mm-hmm. Now he's got enough, like, 4 hours, 5 hours of sleep on his belt. He'll be okay.
I'll wind him down.
He'll be okay. So he starts getting up, and we're like, dude, we just ordered you food. You're just going to leave us? And then, like, so you invited her up.
Yeah.
And she came up, and you guys had dinner plans. And then so she ended up eating, like, one piece of garlic bread, and, like, you had, like, a slice of cheese, and then that was your guys' dinner.
Yeah.
And we just shared it with you guys. We were like, God damn it, Jake.
Thanks for the date.
Yeah, dude, it was a double date. But, yeah, so that was my experience with Jake trying to rescue him on his first edible.
And that's why I stay away.
That's probably for the best, though, to be honest, because edibles terrify me.
Yeah.
They're scary, because you don't know what they're going to do.
Exactly.
You have no idea. Like, they're not...
I mean, nowadays, they're more microdosed and more accurate than buying a cookie from that guy at the park.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you got, like
I've had, like, white chocolate in, like, a little tube. It's like, okay, this is 10 milligrams. You'll be good.
Yeah.
Did that and, like, watched a movie. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Totally fine.
I feel like when it's, like, controlled like that, like, if it's, like, little gummies, yeah, I can have, like, one or two and be like, yeah, I'm totally fine.
I'm chilling.
But there's no way I would ever get, or if, like, a whole
you
cookie.
Make brownies, you don't just put the butter in it, and you don't even know what the content... Dude,
yeah, no.
Someone's gonna have a super strong brownie, someone's gonna have almost nothing in their brownie.
Yeah. No, I think I'm good. Yeah. I feel like when that happens, I just get way too paranoid.
Yeah.
And way too, like, weird about it.
That's true.
But, oof.
How are we doing on time?
Burpee boy. We're at 26 minutes right now.
And the other one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're at... Anyway, so that is the end of our storytelling for the day.
Yeah, I think I'm A1'd out.
A1'd out. Hey, hashtag YOLO.
Yeah, hashtag YOLO, hashtag Justin's my boy.
Justin's my boy. GCJ.
Represent.
Anyway, so we'll be back next time. We don't have a set schedule for these, but they just kind of happen. Follow Brian on @Diography. Or follow our Twitter @Beanie_boys.
Or follow Jacob @SSPonyBoy1.
That's just zero.
There's no one? No. Have I been saying it wrong this whole time?
That's my email.
All right, SSPonyBoy.
All right.
Zero.
All right, beanie babies.
All right.
Have a good night.
Bye, y'all.